Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Hey teaches us Rabbi Shmuel Benoy Omer. Haloimer Amnas Lamed. If somebody learns Torah with the intention of teaching it further, Maspikim Biyodei Lilmer Lamed, he will be successful in his ability to learn and to teach. However, continues the Mishnah, Haloimer Amnas Lasos, even a high Madrega, that he learns with the intention of fulfilling what he learns, must speak in the other limud alame lishma velasis. So Chaim Veloshin in the Sefer Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos wants to say that this Mishnah is actually connected to a very famous machloikis in Masechta Brachos daf lamed hei yom beis between Reb Shmuel and Reb Shim ben Yochai. Reb Shmuel held Hanig behem minig derech eretz, that even though one is supposed to spend time learning, he still has to live and work and do whatever else is required. Reb Shim ben Yochai says Efsha adam zarei b'shas zriya, if a person is going to plant when he's supposed to plant, v'charish b'shas chorisha, and plant at the time of plowing, tarmat teheileh. So they asked Reb Shmuel. Reb Shim ben Yochai, the pasuk says, "V'safta d'gunech v'sroishcha." Hanig behem minig derech eretz. From there, we see that you're supposed to work for a living. And it says, "Reb Shmuel ben Shim ben Yochai, habazman she'ois mitzvah shemakim, habazman she'enois mitzvah shemakim." When they're not doing the right thing, acting as Hashem wants, then they will have to work. If, however, the ois mitzvah shemakim, they will be exempt from needing to work. That's what Reb Shmuel says in this Mishnah. In order to succeed and be able to have the life that Reb Shimon ben Yochai suggests, you have to be an individual whose learning is amnas lasos. If you learn in that way, to such an individual, says Rabbi Shmuel, that's where Shim ben Yochai was speaking about. The Sefer Limudei Avos explains what does it mean when it says Maspikim biyodai. Maspikim biyodai, he says a very interesting pshat. Here you have an individual who's loymen amanas lelamid. So now, he wants to teach. But just because he wants to teach doesn't mean that he'll have what to teach. Teaches us the Tana, that min ha-shamayim, they will be mashpi on him, chedushei Torah, that he will have the ability to teach other people Torah. He says, the Gemara Masech the Sukkos, Besach the Sukkah daf mem tes, says Amar lo as a maidik siv, pia poscha b'chochma v'soyres cheshet al shoyna. So to ask the Gemara, v'chiyesh toira shel chesed v'toira al she'ena shel chesed. So he says l'lamda, if you learn Torah with the intention to teach it to other people, that's toira shel chesed. Shaloi lalamda, but if you don't teach it with the intention to teaching other people, that's not Torah, that's Torah she'ena shel chesed. And the understanding of that's Gemara is when does Torah get to be considered Torah's chesed? That's when somebody learns Torah to teach it to other people, that becomes Torah's chesed. And he claims that why is that person zoicha to this bracha? Because if somebody learns Torah to teach it to other people, that means he's really connected to the Torah. He considers the Torah something that's so important that it needs to be taught to other people. Such an individual is learning Torah Lishma, and somebody who learns Torah Lishma, he explains, a zoicha to the bracha, that he has tremendous success in his learning, and from Hashemayim, they give him that success and those hashpa. And in his Sefer Torah's Avos, he takes this even a step further. He says, that's pshat, when the Mishnah says, that somebody who is does this, he's zoich lumer alamed lishma v'lasos. What's pshat lasos? They will have the hatzlocha, that not only will he teach, but he will be successful in his teaching, and other people will grow from his teaching them Torah. As the Ksav Sofer explains, actually, somebody who takes time to learn with other people, so he, in a way, we could say, is losing out, because he could have learned himself. He already knows this subject matter. Instead of taking that approach, he takes from his time to teach people Torah that they don't yet know. So this person is obviously showing concern for the state of ruchnius of other people. Says the Mishnah, someone who lives a life that way, that is concerned about other people more than about himself, he is the person that will be succeed. And who do we learn this from? We learn this from Moshe Rabbeinu, says his father, the Chassam Sofer. Because we look at Moshe Rabbeinu says, in Parashas Devarim, Rei lamadati eschem, chukim mishpatim, lasses came b'kerev aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, I taught you all the halachas that you will need to know, and that's Yisrael. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu continues saying, Atem boim shamal arishta, only you will be entering Eretz Yisrael. I won't be entering Eretz Yisrael. These halachas aren't halachas that I need to know. I still am taking from my time to teach you these halachas, because that is the definition of a Rebbe. There was once, in fact, a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer was talking to this Talmud, and he said to his Talmud, I'm so busy in my yeshiva teaching Torah that I don't have the time to, I don't give enough attention to my own children. So the Talmud answered, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Chavav, Kol Hayoyim Choynen Umalva V'Zala Bracha. What's the explanation, asked this Talmud to the Chassam Sofer, when the Pasuk uses the words Kol Hayoyim? And moreover, we're talking about a tzaddik. So how could a tzaddik, where do we normally find, asked the Talmud to the Chassam Sofer, that a tzaddik should be so successful that he has so much money, that he's able to spend the whole day doing business? So he explained that the Pasuk is teaching us something else altogether. Kol hayoyim choynen amalva, he gives away his day to other people. He gives his time away for others to teach them Torah, to do for other people. But says the Talmud, Dovra Melech had the same question that you, my Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, said. That if you're going to spend all your time with others, teaching them Torah, during Chesed, what will be with his children? Says Dovra Melech himself, the Zaroi Lebrocha. Dovra Melech says there's a haftocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if you give your life over to teach other people Torah, You need not worry. V'zara lebracha, your children will be gebench the kinder, children of bracha. The pasuk says in Malachi, "V'toyer yivakshu mipihu, ki malach Hashem tzavaka ishu." And the Gemara Masechta Maakotin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph explains, "Im doy maharav l'malach Hashem tzavaka ish, if the Rebbe is like a malach." What does it mean, asks the Hafla, that a Rebbe is like a Malach? There are no Malachim in this world. There must be a deeper explanation when we say that the Rebbe is called a Malach. So he explains, we know that what is the difference between a person and a Malach? A person is called a Mahalach, and a Malach is called an Oymet. A mahalach is a person that's going, he's growing. People have the ability to constantly grow because that's what we're supposed to, that is why we are here in this world, to constantly grow in avodas Hashem and limud Torah. Malachim are considered oymed. They're always in the same place where they started. Now when somebody learns with Talmidim, when he takes from his time to teach Torah that he already knows, is well familiar with, and he spends time with Talmidim, he's doing exactly what a Malach is doing. He's standing. He's not taking that time to grow, but rather he spends that time with Talmidim. That's a Talmud. That's the kind of Rebbe. In a Rav, Daim L'Malach Hashem Tzavakash, if his entire purpose in teaching Torah to others because he's concerned about their growth in Torah, even though it's at the expense of his own growth, he's acting like a malach. He's willing to be an oymed for others. That's the person you should learn from, and that's the person, says the Hafla, who our Mishnah is speaking about when it says haloymed amnas lilmoid. Dor HaChaim says, the pasuk says, "V'hoya im shemaya tishma b'kol Hashem elokecha lishmas v'lasos v'nesoncha Hashem elokecha elyon." Says Dor HaChaim, "Im shemaya, if you listen to what you learn, then you will be zoicha tishma b'kol Hashem elokecha lishma v'lasos." Somebody who puts himself into learning the way he's supposed to, there's a special brachim in a Shemayim that is zoicha, that he will be able to fulfill what indeed he learns. But I saw another pshat. If somebody who teaches Torah in his entire behavior is a behavior of somebody that you want to emulate, such a person is the one that should be a teacher of Torah. And we see that this person is a person who acts the way he's supposed to act. Such an individual, he will be the successful Rebbe. And that's what pshat in the pasuk that we say every day, three times. How can we be successful in teaching Torah to our children? If we learn Torah all the time and we serve as examples to our children, that our children will succeed and become Talmidei Chachamim themselves. As the Shevet Sofer explains, there are two ways how a person could teach somebody Torah. One is by giving a shiur, by giving a lecture, or one is by the way he acts, that he becomes a model of the way a person is supposed to act, and that will have a tremendous influence on the people who see him and watch him, that they will want to follow him. As Chazal teach us, Kol Adam Shiyesh Ba Yira Shemayim Dvorav Nishmoim. The pasuk, the Chazal don't say that he said anything. He's a person who has Yira Shemayim. He lives a life of Yira Shemayim. If you live a life of Yira Shemayim, Dvorav Nishmoim, then what you do, you don't have to say anything. It's stronger than anything you could say. And that's what the Tana says. Haloimen amnas lasos. If through your actions, through your behavior, you are a person that teaches other people how to live, then that will be the way. Maspikim biyode lamed lamed, because lasos, because the way you lived and the way you acted has a tremendous effect on the way other people will act.